And then I need to go to the real table to keep going. Okay, so I think we were here, and the next one would be the chemical potential. And these are formulas that were derived with the Sommerfeld expansion for the chemical potential. There's two formulas. One is in terms of the Fermi energy or the density of states at the Fermi energy. And the lower one, the only parameter is the electron density. And this is true for all the quantities in the table. You can always express everything in terms of one parameter. The internal energy, the specific heat, the Helmholtz free energy, everything should all be fit with one parameter. And at the bottom of the table, we've got the bulk modulus. So two things that are fairly easily experimentally accessible are the specific heat and the bulk modulus. And they both should be fit with the same electron density. So you can do those experiments and see if this free electron model is holding for those materials. This is the bulk modulus in terms of the electron density, and up here is the specific heat in terms of the electron density. And then otherwise are just fundamental constants. So we have gotten pretty far with just starting with this. It's a particle in a box problem, really. We put fermions in a box and we calculated the energy levels. And then by counting how many states there could be in a certain energy range, we were able to calculate a lot of properties. And we found the specific heat, the entropy, the Helmholtz free energy, the pressure, and the bulk modulus for free electron systems. And this is the first approximation that you would use for a metal. These are the properties that you expect metals to have. All right. So to go further, what we would need to do is...